where he's playing his music is hitting my bedroom wall. So it's like on my headboard. So I'm like feeling my bed vibrate as I'm trying to sleep. Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is a milestone episode because it's episode 40. That is 40.
Who's it presented by?
Presented by Parse Rum, the best rum ever. I actually just got a package of Parse in the mail, which made me the happiest person alive. When I say Parse, you say rum. Parse.
Rum.
Rum. I was taking a drink of water, so I got beat.
I'm wearing my Compound Podcast hat, and I was wearing my like, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. And I want to start the episode today with a little worst and best. Give me your worst and then your best.
Zach, go ahead. Start us out.
The worst. I think we know where this is going. We were informed yesterday that the pins are being removed at our golf course. And the temporary pins will be in the fairway, which is sad. And it has not stopped raining for 24 hours. So there wasn't even a chance to go outside today.
You hate to see when it starts to get cold in the north and then it rains every day.
Oh my God. It was supposed to rain for all of today and all of tomorrow.
I live for it. You know why? Because we're not handed everything up here. We're not handed 75 and sunny. We got to work for it. You got to work through the winter, the cold and the rain to get to the warmth.
It's a great point.
Your best?
My best was still having Thanksgiving leftovers to eat for lunch today.
Very controversial comment. The most overrated food on earth is Thanksgiving food to me. I think it's so average.
Completely agree with you.
I agree. I love mashed potatoes. I love corn. Don't love turkey. And my dad made prime rib as well on Thanksgiving, which was awesome.
You love to see that.
Oh, it was so good.
Dakota?
Worst best. The whole time Zach was talking, I was trying to think of a worst best. The worst part, I have a best, but I need to think of a worst.
Dakota had a pretty good day. Doesn't have a worst.
The worst part I'll just put is it wasn't today, but when the Lions lost on Thanksgiving, you know, it's always a tough one. Essentially ending the season when you're 4-6 and you drop to 4-7. Hate to see it. But the best part of my day today is my first day throwing after 2 months off. So we're back. Baseball's right around the corner. Basically,
look at you. How's your arm feel?
It didn't feel great. I'm going to be honest. Once I got out to like 90 feet, I was like, oof, a couple cracks in there, maybe it's not quite ready yet.
You throw inside or outside?
Inside. Are you joking? It's 28 degrees.
28?
At least.
Oof. I did this worst and best for a reason because my worst is bad. Last night, I got back to Chicago, new apartment, trying to fall asleep. And, you know, I kind of dozed off. And then 2 o'clock hits and I hear, my new next door neighbor thinks that it's okay to just be blaring music all night. So I get out of bed. I go over there, knock on his door.
You went over there?
What are you doing?
Balls. That takes balls to go over there. I always just let it happen. I don't have the balls to say something. I'm the guy that just, it ruins my whole night, but I do. That's just what it is. Like my night's ruined and I just have to deal with that.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, what are we doing here? Oh, we'll turn it down. We'll turn it down.
Did you 4 o'clock.
Please tell me you went back over. Please tell me you went back over.
So now I was like, you know what? Cops are getting involved.
No, don't be that guy. Don't be the
cops come at 4:30.
No, he didn't.
You were
knock on the door.
You were such a
knock on the door. Guy says, okay, yeah, sorry. We'll turn it down. Turns it down a little bit. Still, friends still screaming in there. Screaming. Like, I have videos from in the hallway. It sounds like they're lying down the hallway screaming at each other.
I mean, I'm going to be honest.
6 o'clock is the loudest yet. It doesn't stop until 7. I did not sleep last night.
I'm going to be honest. If someone calls the cops on me, though, and I'm having a couple adult beverages, it's only getting louder from there. Because then, you know, I'm saying, forget this guy. I'm giving him everything I got. Zach?
Yeah, that's the cops.
The cops.
I understand, you know, like landlord or something, whoever.
Who's blaring music at 6 o'clock on a Monday morning? This was Sunday night to Monday morning.
It is a little aggressive.
How many people?
If I go over there and ask you to turn it down, and you don't turn it down,
They're gonna see angry Ian too. That's not good.
Let's start breaking down doors.
That is aggressive to go till like 6 a.m. That's like what are you doing? Like actually like go to sleep.
This guy was messed up at 2. So for him to actually make it to 6 or 7 was impressive. But I got no sleep.
Was there a lot of people there?
It sounded like it. It sounded like there was a whole rave. You know, it's irresponsible in this time to be gathering indoors. Hey,
check the news. Ever heard of a global pandemic?
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just doing my job as a good Samaritan trying to break up their party.
It's just sad.
This guy must have the world's loudest subwoofer because that thing was like rattling my bed. And the walls in this building are not thin. There's great insulation here. I've never heard anybody before, but this new neighbor is like DJ Pauly D over there.
For this guy.
You're going to get him back? You're going to return the favor?
No, I'm not going to return the favor because I don't think
– cheek. Nice. Good.
I don't think that's going to work. But my goal in life is to get this guy like booted out of the building.
Or break his subwoofer.
He's not just going to play loud music back or just kind of like eventually get over it. I'm calling the cops and guess what? I'm getting the tent or whatever, the building manager involved. Like this guy's done. Like he's like, I'm ruining this guy's life now.
Well, where he's playing his music is hitting my bedroom wall. So it's like on my headboard. So I'm like feeling my bed vibrate as I'm trying to sleep.
The thing is, I've had that before in college. And it is the worst thing in the world when you're laying in bed listening to it because you can't get it out of your head. It's like nonstop. Like, you know your night's ruined as soon as it happens.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there, please, God, just turn off the music. Please, I'm begging you.
Yeah. And it's not like I'm not living in a college dorm room, you know? Like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah. Exactly. It's one thing if you're, like, in college. It's like, well, this comes with the territory. This is a, hey, we're grown-ups here.
Yeah. I mean, even like some of the stops in the minor leagues, like some of the buildings I lived in the minor leagues, I was like, yo, I get it. I get where I'm living. I'm sleeping on a mattress on the floor. I'm not going to be mad about it, but not anymore.
That's how I was. When I went to Toledo, I was living on the couch and the people above us literally every single night until 4 o'clock. And I was like, honestly, you're living in a living room. What are you going to do?
Sleeping on a couch.
Literally sleeping on a couch.
In the middle of Toledo.
What am I doing?
I'll give you how angry you'd be, but I still don't know if in my wildest dreams I'm calling the cops. I'm going to be honest.
It wasn't actually me. I was able to have the – I called down to the front desk to like the – and I was like – she was like, do you want me to call? She was like, do you want me to call? Because like they had – she had already gone up there.
It's even worse.
She had already gone up there and they had been very rude and had not listened to her. So she was like, I'll call the cops. I was like, that would be great. It would be great if you would call the cops.
That's almost worse. That's like, mom, like, can you call the cops? They're being really loud.
That's how it goes. Be a good neighbor.
I told you, I'm on your side about that would upset me, but the cops were, it's a little excessive.
Best part of my day, being back in Chicago, I got to go to Wrigley for 35 seconds to do my spit test to get cleared to go in the facility. So,
because you can work out there, right?
Yeah, after I'm cleared.
Did you get a haircut? Did I see a haircut?
I did get a haircut.
Wow.
I mean, it's about time. I'm going to be honest with you. 10 times better. You look 10 times better.
I mean, how full is my hair now?
Exactly. Like before it just looked like this guy's just out of control. Like you looked like a mad scientist.
Yeah. I finally got a kind of a normal haircut.
You looked like before? The dude from Home Alone. One of the robbers.
The one when he gets electrocuted too, and it goes.
Yes, and he has like the receding hairline, so it fit with Ian. I can't remember that guy's name though. I'm gonna put my research team on it, and I'm gonna come back to you. But yeah, Ian, it looks a lot better now.
Yeah, I appreciate that, guys. Thank you very much.
His name was Marv. His name was Marv Merchants.
Yep, Marv.
That was you. Thank you for the research team for getting on that.
Research team was quick there.
Yeah, the research team they're good. I don't know.
So we have some exciting Compound off-season news. We're going to try a couple new things this week. We're going to try this Thursday to do an Instagram live where you can ask us questions. We'll be on there for, I don't know, 15 to 30 minutes, depending how well it's going or how terrible it's going.
If it's going for 30 minutes, I'll be in shock if that people are that interested in Ian's life. I'm not even saying our lives, Ian's life.
Ian Lives. If we're going for 30 minutes, it means that the Compound fans are loving it. And that's our goal. Friday, we're going to do Fan Friday. Intern Nora is going to be collecting fan pictures on the social media. So send on Fan Friday, you're going to send in pictures in Compound shirt, Compound hat. I'm going to have my Compound hat and my like subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe shirt on, and I'm going to start Fan Friday, and then we'll go from there.
Is this one of those classic like Ian Lives things where like it'll be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon Friday and they're like, Ian, where's like that picture at? And he's like, oh yeah, I forgot.
It's called creating demand, creating the mystique.
Everyone needs to hold you accountable for that picture though.
Oh, also Instagram Live is going to be between 7 and 8 p.m. on Thursday. Mark your calendars, 7 to 8 p.m. Thursday evening, night time.
Record your favorite shows because you have something else to do.
Thursday Night Football. We're the precursor of Thursday Night Football. You're welcome.
Yeah. Just call us prime time. And then Fan Friday. And then here is the big – this is the big holiday news for the Compound. The Compound and Through My Eyes are partnering. So the project that I did the last few years called Through My Eyes, which is – Prince of hand-drawn Wrigley Field, is now partnering with the Compound. We are lowering prices. We have a limited run of the largest size. This is all on the website, WrigleyThroughMyEyes.com. We're going to be tweeting about this, but this is the perfect Christmas gift, and all the proceeds go to charity, and the Compound is going to select a charity to give this to in Chicago. We're very excited about this. So we need everybody to buy all these prints. We have a limited number, and we want to raise as much money as we can. And we're going to get somebody to match the donation number.
They don't
Whatever
know.
We donate, we're going to find somebody to match it. I don't know who it's going to be yet. I don't know what company. I don't know who. I got a couple ideas, Cubs. But we're going to get somebody to match this.
No pressure, Cubs.
No pressure.
I mean, I feel like that's a great idea for people for Christmas, like you said. It's just for that Cubs fan in your life, you know?
Yeah, we have three different prints in three sizes. So we have small, medium, and large. And the smalls are going to be $40. The mediums are $55. And the larges are $85. All the larges are signed.
By who?
By me.
Nice.
Because they're here, and I signed them.
Can I get a medium signed one for free? Because I'm your friend.
You have to donate to the kids, okay?
Yeah, it's true. I could do that.
$55 to the kids.
Well, we don't know if it's the kids. We haven't chosen our
charity. Yeah, we actually haven't chosen the charity yet. We're going to talk about that.
We will announce it next week.
Oh, we will announce it next week. We're super excited.
So get involved.
What a cliffhanger. I love that, Dakota.
Let's do some.
We're donating to...
Well, we'll also take ideas on what causes in like the Chicago area people are interested in and what they think we should donate to.
We would like to do what people want us to do with the money. And we want to help. We want to help in this time of need. And I know a lot of people are hurting. So we want to try to do our part. There is that new league that they're doing. I have no idea what it's about.
It's like I literally saw like one post on it. It said it's like a prospects league almost.
So if it's a prospects league, does that mess up the Cape, or it doesn't touch the Cape because the Cape's a college league?
I don't think it's going to be as many. Like, there's not many teams either, and I don't think. And for the Cape, a majority of the guys aren't draft eligible anyway, so maybe it might do a little bit, but I don't think it's going to kill them.
It's probably going to be like high school kids, right?
It's a wood bat league for draft eligible prospects.
I think it's going to be mostly high school kids, and I think because PBR – who's that baseball – PBR?
Yeah, PBR.
Oh, yeah, PBR.
I think because they're running it, that's like a high school showcase thing. It's just going to – it's going to be a lot of kids paying a bunch of money to get seen by scouts, and they're going to put them all in the same place.
No. Here it is. I got our research team out, and they came back real quick with results on what it is. They're very good. With the 2021 MLB draft moved back to July and being held as part of All-Star Week, draft-eligible players will have a unique opportunity to showcase their abilities and gain exposure to MLB clubs and fans next summer. So it sounds like it'll be like after your college season, you can go play in this league for another month or like a month or whatever, and just kind of get more exposure than you've already gotten since you missed a whole year this last year.
Mm.
And as we've seen, well, not everyone knows this, but I'd say scouts tend to lean more towards how you do in summer baseball than you do in college baseball. So
very much so.
An opportunity for you to face more draft eligible players.
Definitely make more sense for high school guys too, instead of facing Joe Schmo throwing 80 miles an hour, hitting 17 home runs at every at bat. You can go and actually play against other guys who were in the same boat as you.
I would have done so bad in something like that coming out of high school, because coming from Western Pennsylvania baseball to like facing these kids that are just throwing absolute bolts from like Florida and Georgia, I would have been like, where am I?
I would not have had fun coming out of high school playing in that league.
I've been
murdered
so many times. People who come out of high school are incredible. Absolutely incredible.
You got to be a freak.
Dude, yeah. I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I threw 88 out of high school, so.
Dakota, I was 141 pounds going into freshman year.
And now look at you. You're 151. Nice job, man.
Huge now.
You've gotten huge. Look at our big strong man. Look at our big strong man. He's 150 now. Look at you.
Dakota still throws 88.
Oh. Yeah, and you can't hit it 0 for 2.
I bailed you out by swinging 3-0.
I didn't tell you to swing 3-0. You could have walked.
I know. I helped you.
I said I challenged you right down the middle, and what'd you do? You popped out.
Rather that.
Go take a seat on the bench, kid.
Please.
Let's do our not weekly segment, checking in on Cubs.
Our randomly we decide we're going to do it segment.
I think the best part about this is Hap tried calling us the one day. He's like, I have this great idea. We're going to do it. It's like, all right, this is awesome. We did it once. Never even talked about it.
The reason we didn't do it again is because the week after that, Theo stepped down. And then the week after that, we had the Dempster interview.
Yeah. I'm sorry that we've had great content and we haven't done it.
All right. Who are we calling today, Ian? I don't know. You can call Mills. It's his birthday.
Great point.
That would be a great one.
Somebody have Dakota, you should get the research team on playing happy birthday in the background when he answers the phone.
Yeah, let me get the team on that. Well, the thing is, though, the only thing I would play on that is Happy Birthday by Kygo.
That's the only happy birthday I was talking about.
If he doesn't answer, I'm going to be so sad. It is 6:30, though, on his birthday.
Hello.
Millie.
What's up, Ever?
Happy birthday. You're on the compound. Did you hear that?
All right. I can barely hear it. Same, but I can barely hear it.
Well, you can hear it.
By Kygo, you're on with Dakota and Zach.
Oh, what's up, guys?
Happy birthday, Millsy.
Happy birthday, you dog.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate the call.
The big 2-5.
This is a segment on the compound called Checking In with Cubs. So this is like a 2-minute check-in. How's your offseason going?
It's good. You know, currently changing a poopy diaper, so that sounds good.
Birthday poopy diaper.
The fact that he stopped changing the diaper to answer the call says a lot, though, about his friendship.
That's a great point.
Well, you know, that's true. That is true.
Well,
it's been good. It's been good. Got a little bit of like a dusting of snow today in Tennessee, so it's starting to feel like Christmas. I'm into it.
Love that. How's the family? Everybody good? Everybody healthy?
Yeah, everybody's good. Everybody's good. We're trying to dodge old COVID, you know.
As we all are.
How's the wing feeling, Millsy?
Did you hear that one from Dakota? Dakota asked how the wing was feeling because he threw for the first time today and his does not feel good.
I've been throwing for a little bit, a couple weeks now, and it's getting back into shape, you know, so I guess it's part of it, huh?
Yeah, slow progress. That's all we're asking for.
How's the dumper?
I'm sure you go back and swing 20 times, you wake up pretty sore.
Oh, yeah. I will not be swinging until January, and it will hurt.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Well, Ian, ask him about the dumper.
Dakota wants to know how the dumper is coming along. Pretty good?
Well, you know, I haven't thrown the dumper since the end of the season, so I couldn't tell you, but
if you don't use it, you lose it.
It's always going to be there, so, you know.
Yeah, dumper's old reliable.
That's true.
Has he put the Bettinardi putter down yet? Because
have you rolled the Bettinardi putter yet?
So I rolled it in the house, but I actually went golfing the other day and completely forgot to grab it. I was kind of in a rush getting out of the house. So I'm a little upset with myself about that. But I've been in the house probably.
Well, we'll all be expecting a text update the first time you use it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe I'll shoot an 82 instead of an 84. So.
True stroke improvement. That's huge.
No. Hey. But no, it's pretty awesome. I appreciate you guys calling.
Yeah, we'll appreciate talk to you soon. Milsey. Have a great off season and good luck with that poopy diaper. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Milsey.
Yeah, thank you guys. And can't wait to see you guys soon.
See you, Milsey.
Yep, bye.
I'm so fired up that he stopped changing his son's poopy diaper to answer your phone
call. That is great content.
That was awesome. I messed up and didn't video record that because that would have been us dancing to happy birthday with Milsey on the phone would have been such a great little video clip that that's my fault.
I realized too, like halfway through, I didn't have my volume up all the way on my phone. And I was like, oh, you know, I could probably crank it up a little bit, get this thing going.
The best part about that was such a compound song too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was a classic.
That was a compound favorite. You guys might make fun of me for this, but I've been playing. I don't know. Do you guys have Disney Plus?
Yes.
I used to.
Disney Plus just released a documentary of Taylor Swift's new album. It's electric. It's absolutely electric. The song Exile. She's an icon. Taylor Swift doesn't stop making fire jams. She makes banger after banger after banger.
Zach, you take this
one. I'm into it.
Zach, you take this one. You go ahead and you take it.
You're going to look back and you're going to say, when you're 20 years older, you're going to look back. You're going to say Taylor Swift made so many fire jams.
Dakota, this is a complete 180 of our conversation that we had about a week ago when we were talking music. Tell you what.
About a week ago. Yeah.
Me and Zach were talking about who the hottest rappers are right now. And you're sitting here saying Disney Plus, T Swift, songbird of our generation.
I'm sorry that she makes fire jams. It's not my fault that she just
have you heard Red? Red by T Swift? That's a banger.
She has all kinds of bangers. She's been making bangers since she was 13. She's like 30 now.
One day, the video of Ian being.
No, it's from Frozen 2. We can't. That's in the vault forever.
One day, that'll be out there one day, and the people will realize who Ian is.
Ian, if you make an all-star game, when you make an all-star game, I want you to know I am tweeting that video congratulating you. Because I have the video. I took it. So
that's great. That'll be
that
really
is
great.
Your motivation to make an all-star team.
Can we talk about how that came up? Like, Dakota and I were driving when we were at the compound one day. We just looked at each other. We're like, you think Hap sings in his car?
It was a unanimous.
Guy. Like, you can barely get a smile out of him unless you're us. And then, you know, we're just like, I doubt that he sings in his car.
And we found out he loves singing T Swift and the Frozen soundtrack.
I don't try to sing T Swift. I just think that she has wonderful music, and I do sing Frozen.
Can we talk about
Hamilton and Hamilton musical?
Can we talk about one other thing, Ian? How you've given up your vegetarianism?
Oh yeah. We'll touch on that real quick before we go. Don't forget that this episode is sponsored by Parsley Rum. Don't forget that we have a Instagram live at 7 or 8 p.m. Thursday night, also sponsored by Parsley Rum. Don't forget that Friday is Fan Friday. And don't forget that the Through My Eyes Prince have partnered with The Compound, and all of the money is going to charity.
Now answer my question about your vegetarianism.
I am eating meat again. This is what happened.
You came to your senses. You finally woke up and you're like, wait, I want to eat good food.
Nope. I got really into the vegetarian thing. I felt great, but I think it was because when I started, I was in the middle of my off-season workouts and then went right into spring training, where you're probably burning more calories during spring training than any other time in the year. And then, so I felt good. So I kept it going. When we were at the compound, we were playing a bunch of tennis. We were moving a lot, burning a lot of calories. Then once the season started, I started to feel like I was gaining weight and not good weight. And then once the off season hit, my carb intake was so high, and I just wasn't burning the calories at the same rate, because I'm not an endurance athlete. You know, I'm not running a mile, not doing a bunch of We're not biking. We're not doing a bunch of that stuff. So I wasn't burning enough of the calories. So to get enough protein, I was eating way too many carbs. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to move off it and start to level out my protein and carbohydrate consumption. And so now I'm eating meat.
We're happy to have you back, Ian. Welcome back, man.
And let me tell you, I had a filet on Thanksgiving. It was glorious. I've had lamb. I've had some bacon.
How much better is like a greasy, nice, all beef, all natural burger compared to that black beef burger?
I actually have not had a burger yet.
Ugh.
What are you doing?
I have not had a burger yet. I have, but like, Euro, like lamb?
I don't know if lamb's the biggest thing I miss.
I don't think lamb is on my choices of
me neither.
Yeah.
Let's get the screen times, Ian.
Okay, let's get the screen times. You're right. Zach, go ahead. 17 hours. I didn't try to curb my screen time at all today, so.
Zach?
Oh my God. Oh, this is from last night. This is from last night. Damn it.
Sorry, it still counts.
It's from that jackass.
It still counts. Zach?
I said 5 hours and 19 minutes.
4:11.
8 hours and 6 minutes.
Oh my God. It's only 5:30 where you are. I know you were up early, but
I want to hear it. No excuse.
No excuse.
Zero.
3.5 hours of that was between YouTube and Netflix last night when I had something. I had my headphones in and it was playing something so that I could try to fall asleep.
After review, hey. Call stands. Ian loses.
The call is confirmed. Ian loses.
T-shirt Tuesday. Rob Smith. Got a T-shirt, signed T-shirt. I don't think he asked for the signed T-shirt. I think he did a different one.
Compound.
He didn't do signed. Oh goodness.
Compound is good. Yeah, offensive. But Rob Smith, T-shirt going from Florida. So we're touching. We're touching.
Hey Rob, tell your other friends in Florida to tell their friends too.
Don't forget that we have a live stream on Thursday between 8 and 9 p.m. We have Fan Friday. Submit your compound. Obvious shirts, hats. We have these Through My Eyes prints. We're doing good things for charity. Buy one of those. Through My Eyes, WrigleyThroughMyEyes.com. The link will be in the episode tweet.
Don't forget that every time you buy a bottle of Parse rum, you plant a tree as well.
And don't forget that Parse is the best rum on the planet. That's episode 40, the big 4-0 of the Compound Podcast, presented by Parse Rum.